This is Joanna Deacon and Tony McPhee welcoming you to the Blues at 10. Sleepy John Esters was arrested today for being sloppy drunk in public. His defence claimed that he fell off a floating bridge into the river and was going down for the third time when he was rescued. And the river was whiskey.
He was a blues maker. He was never out of the blues.
Robert Johnson was charged with speeding today. He was observed exceeding the limit by witnesses who claimed he was driving his Terraplane as though he had hellhounds on his trail. He was eventually brought to a halt by police placing stones in his pathway.
He was a blues maker. He was never out of the blues.
Rodent exterminators were called to John Lee Hooker's house to deal with some groundhogs who were rooting round his back door. He was so pleased when they were evicted, he celebrated in 12 bars, or 9, or 13, or 11 and a half.
He was a blues maker.
Chester Burnett, aka the Howling Wolf, was charged with vagrancy today. He was found sleeping on a park bench with just a bag of his clothes. He claimed he had no place to go after he'd been thrown out of his residence and replaced by a younger man and had to beg for his clothes.
He was a blues maker.
That's the end of this blues summary. Tune in again as long as it's blues tune, and don't forget the old saying, no blues is bad news. Good night.